Here's a thought I'll title A Personalized Colophon. And I suppose I have to begin this by talking about what a colophon is. A colophon is typically a page at the end of a handmade artist book where all the information about the book itself is contained. And in traditional handmade artist books, that might include things like the paper that was used, the typography that was used, the ink that was used, etc. Pretty easy to see that a lot of that is the provenance information too. Copyright, where it was produced, even how it was produced. Bits of data and detail that might be important to future collectors. But there's one other element of a colophon that I think is important, and this applies to prints too. So if you don't make handmade artist books, stay tuned, because I see no reason why this idea can't be a part of your print production and distribution method too, and that is a personalized colophon. The way that shows up in my work has to do with how I produce my work. And it's a lesson that I learned years ago. I used to think that what we did as photographers is build an inventory. So we would make a lot of prints of our very best work and have them on hand. And if someone wanted to buy one, then you'd have 2 or 3 or 4 or 10 left. The problem is there's lots and lots and lots of prints that no one ever bought. And so I have all of them left. And that's a terrible waste, not only of resources and money, but time. And then I have to store them and etc. And I decided instead that I would start producing work on demand only. That is to say, if someone wants a piece of work of mine, whether it's a trade or a purchase or however I'm going to send this work out into the world, I produce it as a finished work for distribution only on demand. I keep the first one for me, that's my personal collection, and one for each of my daughters and my grandchildren. So those are spoken for. Anything else that's going out into the world to a customer, whatever, those are only produced at the time someone requests them. So I print as the orders come in, if you will. That means I have no waste, I have no on-hand inventory for distribution, and it's a method that I've used now for years. But one of the unique things that allows me to do is in the colophon, I can include the name of the person for whom I'm making the artwork. A personalized colophon, if you will. The other day, I received a lovely email from a person who had purchased one of my chapbooks, and he wasn't expecting a personalized colophon, which, truth be told, is one of the reasons why I do this. Is he opened up the chapbook, read all the way through it, got to the last page where the colophon information is, and there was his name, handwritten by me as follows. In typography, the colophon says, Brooks Jensen Art's chapbooks are handcrafted in an open edition, printed and sewn in blank, and there I fill in the date and the year, for, and then there's a space for me to write in the name of the person who's receiving the chapbook. Printed and sewn in February 2025 for John Smith, with heartfelt thanks for your interest and patronage of my creative endeavors. Their name, handwritten on the page that has the colophon, so that there is a direct connection between me and the person who originally received the chapbook. That provides provenance data in and of itself. But it's also lovely. Because when anybody who has one of my chapbooks shares it with their friends, neighbors, peers, etc., they all see that this was produced specifically for that individual and that I've handwritten their name, which adds to what I like to call the relationship component when I'm sharing my artwork. They're not just a customer. They're someone who I really appreciate because they've taken an interest in my work and help me do my work. I've said for a long time, for example, that's one of the reasons I'm not crazy about social media, because there's no personal relationship there so many times. People can just vote up, thumbs down, that's it. No, I'm interested in a relationship, even if that relationship, quote-unquote, is as simple as acknowledging that the two of us have this mini bond where the person who receives the chapbook enjoys it for its content, and I've acknowledged them by thanking them in the colophon. That would work perfectly well with prints, too. The personalized inscription has been around forever. Think of novelists who sign their book. It becomes a really special treasure when they not only sign the book, but they indicate by putting the person's name who the book was given to. I just think it's a nice touch, a personalized colophon, something you might want to consider including in your work.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.